Blog Talk Radio.
This program tonight is specially dedicated to the honor and the memory of Joe Arion, who passed away January 1st in a horrible, horrible hospital that didn't help him. And especially tonight because he was the director of transportation advocacy for Inner Sight, in addition to being the assistant director. So tonight, we'll talk about Joe and some of the things he believed in regarding transportation. And one of them was, of course, that everyone should be equal when it comes to having, as it comes to moving around the country and having the freedom to go where you want, when you want, and to have the means to go too. And toward that end, we conclude that people who are disabled are not equal. I mean, we've heard so many things on this show about transportation. Too many places in this country where you can't even walk down the street and know what street you're on when you're visually impaired. It's even worse when you're deafblind. That's got to be the most horrible type of experience because they don't make it. You know, you can't read the stores, you can't read the traffic lights, you don't know where you are. If you're not familiar with your surroundings and the neighborhood, and of course the agencies and the government aren't doing anything about it. There's no enforcement of the law. What law there is, which is horrible. And Joe spoke about that many times, and he didn't like it, and he was very good with travel. You know, he could tell you anything you needed to know about the buses, the railroad. And he totally agreed that we should all be equal. You know, if a person drives in their car and they have all the signs and they have the lights and they have the stop signals and the caution and all that, whatever. If we walking should have that too. We should know what's there. And it's the responsibility of the government to protect people on the street and to inform people. And the agencies should be insisting upon that, should make sure. You know what they should do? They should let's just take the for a minute, and this would apply to all disabled in their own way. Let's take the blind. The agency, the Commission for the Blind in every state, should contact every blind person and say, you know, in regards to travel, let's say, how are you doing with traveling? Do you have everything you need? Are you comfortable? Are you safe? Are you able to get around? Is everything there for you so you can access it? They don't do that. They don't give one damn about us. And it's even worse if you're denied a guide dog when you're blind. Forget about that. They won't even talk about that. And of course, that dog helps you to travel a lot better. And that's a big reason why we don't have equality in transportation. You know, the agencies aren't checking to see if it's there or how they can. What do you want us to do? Did they ever say that to anybody? Any of these damn agencies for the disabled? You call up and you can't get help. Did they ever say, what would you like us to do? And then listen to the person and at least try and do it? They've never done that. I don't know of any situation where that has happened. So it's no wonder that we don't have the freedom of transportation that everybody else has, that we should have, that is guaranteed by the Constitution. You know, the pursuit of happiness and all that stuff. We don't have that. We talked about last night how here in Long Island, New York, you get on a Long Island Railroad, if you're in a wheelchair, you know, you're stuck in one corner of a car on the railroad. You can't move freely through the cars like everybody else can. I mean, you're treated like garbage. And there's been lawsuits and all that, and this ADA business, it hasn't done a damn thing. And then how many people get on the rail? You know, I hear this guy on the railroad when I travel the railroad, this commuter guy, talking about courteous, being courteous to others, right? Why isn't the railroad courteous to people who buy a ticket and who can't read it? Why aren't they courteous to somebody who gets on the train in a wheelchair and can't even move about freely? Why don't they do something about that? You never hear them talk about that. You know, they talk about the things that are already there for people. But they don't talk about the things that aren't there that millions of people need. And that's what's wrong with the transportation system. And on top of it, to try to get those things, there's no enforcement. There's nobody you can call to enforce the existing law, which probably can't be enforced anyway because it wasn't put in there. Excuse me, I got to turn off my cell phone. And that's a big hindrance to those of us who have to travel. When I was in Boston last year, whatever it was, 2 years ago, I got off the train trying to go to Birmingham or Marlboro, whatever it was. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know a damn thing. Couldn't read the street sign. I didn't hear one traffic light that was accessible. There was a bus, supposedly. Bus stop. I couldn't find the bus stop. It's horrible. And what does the law do for you under those circumstances? You know? It should be at least, you know, I'm a blind person. You call the local police and they get on a damn phone and they say to the cab company, get over to such and such a street and get so and so. And because they can't read it and they can't access anything, don't you dare take any money from them or you'll be arrested. At least that should be there, and it's not. You know, you have nothing You don't have a damn thing. And then you wind up talking to strangers who you hope know where the hell they are. People who can read, you know. And you hope that they give you the right information. And a lot of times they don't. So that's the transportation. One of them. Transportation problems that millions of us have. You know. And it's really horrible because it's going nowhere. Going nowhere. You have all these silly groups that demonstrate, and after the demonstration is over, there's no solution. It's still the same old stuff. Because there's no enforcement and no funding behind their solution. All right, in a site around the world, I don't know if we're taking phone calls tonight, so you have to forgive us if you try to call in. We apologize. Let's see. Brought to you by the Big East, TakitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt an Akita. Great, great dog. I was at Vaccaro's today, and everybody was admiring my girl. And she was hanging out Vaccaro's Italian Tavern, where Joe used to frequent. Celebration will be next Tuesday, his birthday. And they didn't know that was Joe's birthday. I informed them today, so that's made it more of an occasion. I want to thank the two guys who were sitting at the bar, Tom and Don, for treating me to lunch today. It was very nice of them. And I want to thank my dear friend Michelle, who has been working with Jessica and Tom, the owner, and Joe. I met them. And Michelle was behind the bar today, and every minute she got, she was folding up our brochures. I brought her the brochures, as many as we had left. And she was promoting Inner Sight. So, beautiful, beautiful people over there, and they seem to understand what we're trying to do. I was able to talk with Tom a little bit and tell him some of the things about the service dog system, which, of course, he didn't know. All right. Inner Sight, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Gary, the guy you want to talk to. Dog food, cat food, food for your little pet, medical. So give Gary a call. He got me some beautiful dry food for my girl, and she likes it, and it's salmon flavored. All right. That number again, 631-484-3085. And the Big East, did I give the Big East number? 609-388-7004. We remember all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster of Antioquindo, and how horribly they were treated. One of the things that Inner Sight wants to do, you know, if we ever get to the point where we have the money, is secure and pass a law to protect disabled people, especially children. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. Buddy over there, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Or just get some good info, Mr. Kennedy, and I hope he's feeling better. SuttonInsurance.com, another good company that has helped InnerSight. Good Mojo Printers. You need any printing, check them out. 631-666-1010, Good Mojo. We remember all our friends. You know, they helped us at one time or another, and we remember them. All right. Remember the Sunset Restaurant in Sal in Islip, New York. And, of course, our new friend, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard. And I got to tell you, one of the things that impressed me, they have a sign outside the Beccaro's. It's raised letters on canvas, and it says Beccaro's on it. I thought that was so beautiful. I wish every store had that. You know? At least then you could find the place. And no, if you don't know capital letters, you could learn them. You see, that's not so bad. But the bad part is if you know letters and it's not there, that's what makes it bad. So those letters should be there at every place, every building, every dwelling on this planet should have letters like that. All right, around the world, InnerSight Toro Law Center, 631-761-7000. And I invited our good friend Olga Murray to the festivities next Tuesday at Beccaro's, 5 to 9. 1020 Park Boulevard, it's on their Facebook. And while they last, you can pick up one of our brochures at Beccaro's. All right. And let's see, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York. So check it out. Beautiful place. They've got delicious food over there. I ate there today. And let's see, what else? I don't know where the Sue's lady doesn't appear to be on the line. So the Able News, well, let's see if she makes it in, and we'll see if she's going to do the Able. All right. Around the world, InnerSight, and James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. We hope you never need them. But, you know, it's inevitable. All right. And I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Silo, around the world with InnerSight. All right. Talking tonight and dedicating this program to Joe Arion because he was the transportation guy for InnerSight. And you know, one of the worst things has to be that if you have to fly and go to an airport and be treated, you know, you got to go through the security and all that, all right. But the average person that goes through the security, you know, it's a lot easier for them if they're not disabled. You're disabled, it's a lot worse. Then what makes it worse, if you're in a wheelchair, they take away your wheelchair. You can't get the wheelchair on the plane, is my understanding. You know? A big billion-dollar aircraft, right? Billions of dollars. And they don't even build them right anyway. Lately, a lot of them have crashed. All right? And you can't even get when you're in a wheelchair, you can't even get into the restroom on an aircraft. Now, Joe called the air rights people. I don't know what the technical name is. We had the lawyer on the show. We talked to her, talked to the civil rights people. And what did it do? It didn't do a damn thing. You know, it's still the same way. They'll spend billions of dollars to build an airplane and leave us out, us the disabled. That is a disgrace. And again, where's the enforcement? Where's the law that's supposed to protect us? There's no damn enforcement. There's no law. You know what? They put your wheelchair in the baggage department, is what I've been told. I mean, what kind of a thing is that? You pay, and you have to pay for this. You got to pay for a ticket. They don't take anybody else's movement away. They don't take their legs away or say, hey, you know, you have to be confined. They only do it to us. A person's wheelchair is an extension of the person. And that should hold true under all circumstances. And if it does hold true under the federal civil rights statute, then how can they take it away? Then there's something wrong, unless I'm missing something. If it holds true, then where's the enforcement? Where's the federal officers that are going to enforce, you know, and say, hey, you got people in wheelchairs? You got to get a plane that they can be comfortable on, that they can use, that they can utilize like anybody else. You know, I don't know how long it takes. It probably takes a long time to build a plane. In the meantime, people who are going to fly should be compensated. They should be damn ass compensated. And Joe talked about this. Joe knew this. And you know, Joe had a lot of problems when he flew at the airport. They never got it right. They always wanted to shove a wheelchair down his throat. He talked about that a lot. You know, because the people get away with it. See, there are no examples of a person discriminating against a disabled person and being chastised and being made an example out of. That's what you need. You know, you need a very dramatic example. And by that I mean the person should be put in jail for X amount of days and forced to work to overcome whatever they did to that disabled person. And that should be publicized. People should know about it. That's the kind of enforcement that we need. Because all this other stuff doesn't work. How many times have we talked to people? How many times have we told them? How many times have we tried to so-called educate them about transportation? It doesn't mean a damn thing because there's no enforcement, and they know it. They know that somebody's not going to come after them if they don't do it. And that's been the problem for years that the law and the government looks at it, do the best you can. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But if people went to get, if people went to get on an airplane and they were interrupted in such a way, interfering with their movement, you'd see enforcement then, wouldn't you? The damn cops would be there, the feds, the state police, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Where the hell are they for us when a person's wheelchair is being taken away from them? And humiliated.
Yeah.
And you can't even go to the damn bathroom. And you've got to pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I call
full
that
price.
Evil. What?
Yeah. Full price. Yeah.
Full price. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even like say, oh, because you're inconvenienced, let's give you a discount or whatever. Nothing like that. Nothing. I'm sorry.
Not even the courtesy of a portable. What about a portable bathroom? They got them.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't take a portable bathroom and use it.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, if it was enclosed and all that with a door and everything. You know.
If it had closed,
like you see,
yeah.
You see the porta potties. They have a door that locks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. But not even an attempt to give you that. You know? What about a portable bathroom and say, all right, the trip is on us. You know? We're working to create planes for everybody. See, that's how it should be. That you could live with, as long as they're doing it, of course. You know? If you had a bathroom where you can lock the door and go in with the chair, you know, and have the movement, and they didn't charge you, you know, to make up for all this crap, and you knew that they were working, that they were building planes that are going to be accessible. At least that would be something. And they knew if they weren't doing it, there would be, you got to have enforcement for that, because they're not going to do it willingly.
Yeah. No, they won't.
You've got to have enforcement.
Yeah.
You know. So Joe believed in that. Joe wanted that. Joe fought for that.
Yeah. He actually spoke with them. He actually called all the airlines and spoke with them. And even the federal agencies that supervise these airlines.
Yeah.
He spoke with all of them.
And they didn't do a damn thing about it.
No. They say, oh, we'll do it. Oh, we're thinking about it. Oh, that's a great idea. You know what that led us to? Nothing.
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 It's a waste of time.
Do you know
time.
What the ADA does for that? Nothing.
Don't do a damn thing.
Nothing, yeah. Absolutely nothing.
It's a total waste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, any site around the world, you want to check the line?
So far, nobody. Just us.
All right. Let me give the phone number, 213-816- 1650, and I'm happy our co-host has joined us.
Thank you.
All right.
I had trouble with the stupid phone line. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
We all have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and the next thing is that I want to bring up, and this is recent, and we've heard it on the show. $2 million here in Suffolk County, New York, for the buses. Now, for those of you who don't know, Suffolk County, New York, is in Long Island. It's an extension of Queens, New York. That's all it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Queens.
So
and,
$2 million.
And Brooklyn and all of that.
Yeah. $2 million that they got. And Joe Arion, who passed, we're going to celebrate him on the 21st, was the guy who presented the county committee with the accessible sign.
Yeah.
We got the, if I'm not mistaken, we got the Louisville House for the Blind to print and braille the sign. I think they donated.
I think that's
one,
right.
One sign.
One sign.
He went to the meeting with the sign, right?
Yep.
They sat there. They had a stupid debate for I don't know how long, and they couldn't come to a
conclusion.
They had to vote, you know, and the sign was voted down at the time. You know? Now what the hell are you voting on a sign? I don't understand that.
Stupid. Stupid. You know what they're voting on? Oh, am I allocating the money for this sign? Or am I allocating the money for some stupid other project? That's all it is.
Not only that.
They're
taking this personally. This is not personal. If you don't want to put your damn hand out on the pole and read the sign,
don't read it. That's right.
But don't push that on me and every other person who wants it.
That's right. Who needs it. Forget about wants it.
Yeah.
Needs it. You know,
so
I find that insulting.
It is insulting. So the signs never went up. You know? Now, would the county do that with, let's say, a stop sign? They wouldn't do that, would they? They put the damn thing on, if you like
money?
It or not. What?
You want to hear something funny? Remember when we were at a meeting? It was hosted by Suffolk Bus. The three of us were at that meeting, and a woman.
Yeah.
It was about the snow removal. Remember?
Yeah.
It's part of transportation, and I was saying, I need somebody to bring me from my house because it wipes out my vision completely. I can't see to get to the bus. She didn't want it.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, well, I don't know about you. You might have enough vision to see where the bus is and get there independently, but I don't. She, excuse me, for lack of a better term, shut up extremely quickly.
Mm.
I said, some people need it, some people don't.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. So the signs never went up.
Right.
You know? We're going to get the county a special deal, by the way, a reduction.
Yeah.
You know? So it never went up. Now they got the money. Where the hell are the signs? They still didn't go up.
I know.
What a joke. And all because there's no enforcement.
It's true.
You know, if we had enforcement, and the damn ADA, federal, it's a federal, supposed to be a federal thing, right? If we had enforcement and you could call the FBI and say, hey, we're being violated.
Mm-hmm.
We can't find the bus stop, blah, 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 blah. Can't find the light. And the
FBI and the other thing,
paid a visit to these people who were supposed to be responsible for the signs. And they said, look.
Yeah.
You know, this is just a courtesy call. We have enforcement. You got 30 days to put those signs up. Otherwise,
like
you can go to jail.
I like that.
And you can be fined.
Agreed.
And the money,
I like
and the fine goes to the people who need the signs.
That's right. And they'll
That's what I call enforcement.
That's right. And then
where
the
hell
who get,
is it?
I'm sorry. And then the people will get the money to put up the signs themselves. Period.
Yeah.
Done. Deal. And if you don't like it and you want to take it down, take them to court. That's all.
I mean, I'm sure that there's enforcement for traffic signs.
Yes.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
But it's not being enforced.
But there's got to be enforced.
But it's not being forced. I know that.
Yeah.
That's not being enforced. I think Joe found out about that. I don't know exactly what it is, but he said it's not being enforced.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we had
so
that
let's see,
lawsuit. You know, remember that lawsuit? Stupid
yeah.
lawsuit.
Yeah.
And nobody did anything yeah. about it. Yeah.
Huh. Well, the whole damn thing is how many times, you know, in the last month, I have to take the bus because the trains are doing track work.
Oh,
they don't. They haven't announced the bus.
Yeah. You know,
I turned it in. I called our friend. I called our friend
yeah.
at Suffolk Bus, the top guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lately, when I got in the last couple of times,
yeah.
they have announced the bus. Because he probably did something about
something.
It. But how long is that going to
yeah.
last without
but
enforcement?
How long does he have to keep doing that? That's ridiculous. He shouldn't have to even open his mouth. It should just be done. That's my
and
opinion.
And you know what? The bus company should
yeah.
not have to enforce that. That should
That's
be
right.
the job of the police, like anybody
yes.
else. The cops.
Or even the government should say, all right,
the
it
government,
is the job
the county
of the police,
government.
Right, and it should be the government's responsibility to take that money
yeah.
and forward it back to the people who deserve it.
It should not be on the bus company because
right.
it's too weak. What
that's
is the
right.
bus company going to say to the driver? Oh, you got to do this, got to bring them in, retrain
yeah.
them. 2 weeks
no.
later, what happens? No announcement.
It happens again. No, it's
because
not only no
there's
announcement.
No enforcement.
But it's not only no announcements, okay? It goes deeper than that, Frank. It goes a lot deeper. It's understanding. It's understanding why, and really understanding why people need it. You know? I think
yeah.
people need to take a ride with a blind person and let them sit down and
we've
explain.
Done that. Come on.
We've
been through the whole
no,
thing.
No,
we took them to
no,
court
no.
and we won.
No, I know.
Where's
that,
the enforcement?
I think it's not a ride for a day and all that bullshit. I think these people need to really, really get a wise, like, how would you say those? The probation. They should have to live the life of a blind person for at least a few months. At least.
Yeah.
They have to.
I don't know about that. I don't. There's an easier way to do it. Just have enforcement.
That's it. They should have enforcement and then pay a fine. Okay? There should be a jail time. And then after that jail time,
that's
there should
there
be a probationary.
Be.
There should be a probationary period, too.
Yeah.
And after the probationary period, there should be a retraining. Okay? If they want
to
keep their jobs,
we have a right to know where we are.
That's right.
That's a form of freedom.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Would it be fine if everybody, absolutely everybody, on the freaking bus or train, okay, didn't know where they were? They freak out. It'd
be chaos.
Yes. So we're going to do this in reverse. We're going to do that. We're going to shut down the just for the day. And not let anybody know where they are. Do you know how much chaos
yeah,
that
well,
would bring?
They would never do it.
I know.
All right,
inner
sight.
But that's what needs to be told. That's what needs to be informed. That's what needs to be enlightened. That was, you know, all of those words need to be put into one grand thought and say, listen. Would it be wise if this happened? You know? These are the things that
yeah,
I don't
well,
understand.
Some months ago, I spoke to the head of operations of the big bus company here. And you know, because the signs aren't being put up.
Yeah.
And he said that they might be able to to put the signs up. So I'm going to see if we're going to do that.
Well, that would be great. It's going to be
that's
in
the
Olmsted
bus company,
County, right?
The bus company
is doing
whose responsibility? It's not their responsibility to put the signs up.
Right.
But you see how they
but
go
then,
above and beyond.
Yeah, but then
they
want to
do it.
Here's the sad part. It'll only be in Suffolk County. You see.
Well, yeah.
Then
but
you
we
go
can
to
use
Napa
it as
County,
an. We can use it as an example.
Right.
To embarrass the rest of the county.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I would
I'm
do.
On the border. So I'm literally a block and a half on the border. So I live technically in Nassau County. So I'm not going to benefit from those signs. Period.
Well, maybe they can get the damn idiots over there to join with them. Who knows?
Oh, idiots. Big time. Yes, I'll try. Because what I'll do is once they get those signs up, I'll get Farmingdale, where I live, to say, oh, wow, the mayor of Farmingdale, these are pretty decent signs, and then say it to the county. That's what you need to do, is get the mayors of the towns involved.
Well,
this
first,
is the only
we
way
gotta
I can
get
think
them up
of it.
There.
Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe the mayor of Farmingdale should get in touch with, you know, the higher up at Suffolk. What do you think?
I don't know. A lot of politics.
Because that's the borderline, and once the borderline goes, I think the whole of Nassau County will go. You know.
All right.
You know
Inner Sight is going to Beccaro's.
Yeah.
Next week on the 19th, 5 to 9. Hors d'oeuvres
yep.
on the house, and live band. Went to the place today. Nice place. Very clean, by the way. Clean
wow.
place. Beautiful restroom. And beautiful people over there. I mean, everybody knew about the benefit. I was sitting at the bar, and people were coming up, and Michelle behind the bar was... telling them about the benefit, giving them brochures. By the way, I wanted to try to call her today, but I don't know how we can do it now. I don't want to put
we
her cell on the air. No, I don't want. I can't put her cell phone on the air.
No, 2 seconds. I could just put you in the screening room. You could give it to me, and I could then give her a call, I think. Hold on, let me check if I could do
I don't
that.
Know, how much, what time
I know,
is it?
I haven't done that. What time is it?
You may not have enough time.
It's 8:42. You want me to try?
42?
Yeah.
We won't be on the air, right?
No. You'll be in a screening room. And you give me the number, 2 seconds. I'll write it down, and then we'll go on air. Okay?
You'll be able to call her on the air?
Yeah. All right.
All right, let's, folks. We're going to go up the air for
a 2 second break
to try to
all
get
right.
Beccaro's.
You know what? Maybe I should put like Honeymooners on or something, or like a song, just so in case, you know. What
yeah,
do you think?
Put that Willie Nelson on.
Oh,
Mo,
I don't have it.
Mo,
I don't have it on the board.
Yeah.
Have
whatever
a,
you got.
Whatever I got, I'll. Jack Benny violin.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
A preview of tomorrow night's Follies.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Did it go? Oh, I hate this board. I really do. I really need a computer. I do.
How are we going to know when we're in the screening room? This is what we got to go through, folks.
Yeah, I know.
It's a stupid thing because we...
And now,
we,
ladies
we
and gentlemen,
pay for this.
We
take you to Carnegie Hall,
that.
Where we find America's foremost violinist,
can you hear
Jack
me?
Benny, playing
is
a symphonic arrangement
okay,
of
here
Love
we go.
And Bloom. Could I have A, please, Professor?
Sorry.
That's close enough. if you please, myself.
Stand by, Shell.
Okay, I'm gonna mute that if you want, or you want it to continue.
Well, good. Can you take it off?
Yeah.
We'll All right, in a sight, back live.
Wait.
And
sorry. Wait.
You're listening. You're listening to Jack Benny in the background, the great Benny with his crazy violin.
Lovely violin.
We have Michelle on the line from Beccaro's Italian Tavern. Welcome to Inner Sight.
Thank you,
Michelle.
Thank you, Frank. Good seeing you today.
Yes.
Oh, same
I heard
here.
A lot of
I
good things. Sorry.
Let me talk to the guest. I had a wonderful
okay.
time, you know, and I met some great people, and it was really good to meet Tom and Joe, you know, the owners.
Yes, they were very excited to meet you as well.
Yeah, and you know, we had a beautiful conversation, and I could tell that they were very close to Joe,
mm-hmm.
Arian, you know. How did you first meet Joe Arian?
At Beccaro. He was a regular guest when I started working there, and that's how we met. We did
the
large print menus for him at Beccaro for him to be able to read, and you know. You know.
Did
he
tell you
a lot about you guys?
Yeah.
Did he tell you about Inner Sight?
He did. That's how I knew to contact you. He did. He did mention you guys quite often. And, you know, it was, that's how I knew to email you.
Yeah, well, it was you who initiated all this, you know. Did you go to Tom and Joe and ask permission, or how did you go about it?
No. I just, you know, he didn't. Yeah, we missed him. I thought he was going to Vegas in November, and so I know he was having problems with his seeing and, you know, and going to doctors and stuff like that. So I figured, you know, he went to Vegas, and then I said, you know, nobody knows where he is. So I remembered him talking about Inner Sight.
Yeah.
I said, let me just send him an email, because I was with a bunch of customers when I did it, and I asked my customers. I said, how do I?
Well, you know, Joe helped a lot of people, and Suzanne was one of them. Go ahead.
Yeah.
How would
he? Yeah, I'm. he really helped me. I mean, not just a little bit, a lot bit. I mean, I can't begin to tell you. He would call me every morning and ask me, how can I help you today? Literally. Seriously. In my wheelchair that I'm sitting in, my oxygen concentrator, my just absolutely everything. So I wasn't
he helped
speaking,
get you
right?
the concentrator.
Yeah.
I remember him talking about that a little bit. I remember hearing him talk about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
that's me.
We were very good friends. Very, very good.
He was a miracle worker, that guy.
Yeah.
He got me my funding for my apartment.
He was a good guy. A very good guy. He was a very good friend and very good advocate. Both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We met
in truth, sometimes we battled, but the next day we're back at helping people. Seriously.
That's
how it worked with
that's
us.
That's true. Yeah.
You know,
true.
He's a very, very strong personality, but his strong personality helped many. Helped a lot.
That's great. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good to hear
that. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have handmade items for sale.
Yeah.
We got the live band, thanks to Beccaro's, and they got great
we're so
food.
Happy.
Yep.
And
we're gonna have some appetizers for you guys too. I know Joe, you know, the chef, is gonna put out some appetizers for everyone as well.
I forgot to ask Jessica. Maybe you would know, or maybe we got to ask her. Would they let us do a what they call a 50-50?
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
I would just run that by Jessica, but
ask Jess about that because I don't want to.
I'm sure she wouldn't take it for granted. Okay.
I mean, if it's appropriate, you know what I mean?
I'll see you on Sunday.
You're going to meet a woman over there, a blind woman, who has been denied a guide dog 14 years. She's been on the show. And she has no rights. Well, nobody has any rights who's denied a guide dog. And, you know, it's such a harsh system because the agencies that train the dogs are not licensed to train the dog. They're only licensed to raise money. So they get away with murder.
You want to know what I've been told? I've been told not even to apply and to put visually impaired on my wheelchair.
Yeah.
I live in freaking New York. I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm going to be a freaking target. So I couldn't help but be sarcastic. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I retorted back and I said, oh, so that'd be good. I could put that in flashing lights. He goes, stupidly, he said, you know, I was being sarcastic, and it wasn't to be answered, the question. He answered it. He said, oh, that would be a good idea.
Oh, boy.
Bunch of morons. The kind of people we have to deal with who work for these agents.
So I said, are you kidding me?
Hey, Michelle, you want to say anything special about Bacaro's for people?
We're just going to honor Joe on, you know, this coming Tuesday, May 21st, in Mount Spiegel Park. From 5 to 9. Well, you know, he was, Joe was a great advocate. And
yes, he was.
We can remember him.
And we're going to have him. We're going to have him at 8 o'clock that night.
Mm-hmm.
He will be on television. Turn on Channel 20 in Bacaro, and you'll see the show that we did with Joe a few months back. So
awesome.
I turned it in so everybody can see it. You know, I wonder if you could put that on your Facebook.
We post on it. We'll include that.
Yeah, you might want to include that.
Do you
anyway, listen.
The CD for
it? Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, I don't know how to thank you, Michelle. You and everybody.
It was very nice to see
Shango
today again. Everyone loves
you. And my dog thanks you too.
Oh, she's
crazy Charabelle.
She's great.
She's an angel, Charabelle.
Yeah.
You don't know how much she's an angel.
She's a good girl.
My friend kept taking pictures of her. He used to have a dog.
Oh, that's great.
Like her, and he was sending it to
his trains
friend.
Her so well. Oh, my God. Yeah. Frank's good at training. Very good.
Well,
and
we're looking forward to it, and I know we're going to have a wonderful time and get the message out, you know.
Yes.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it, definitely.
All right.
How many people you expect about?
We have great people at Bacaro that are willing to pitch in.
Oh, great.
We got to fill the place up.
It'll fill. It'll be full. It's full 7-8 nights a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of people there when I was there, and it was early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
The whole bar was filled up.
I'm going to bring, I want to bring my husband, I'm going to probably buy a meal and bring it for my husband, because he's working that night. He wants to honor Joe, I'm gonna probably buy a small meal, for him.
Yeah. What did you like? Pasta, some.
He loves pasta with clam sauce all the time.
Yeah, we have that. We got a lot.
You do? Oh, you'll like that. Pasta with the white clam sauce. He'll be in bliss.
Oh,
yeah.
Really like clam.
That's, he loves
that.
They
got
oh,
all
that.
He
absolutely loves that. Yeah. Okay, I'll get that from.
All right.
Perfect.
Michelle, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For joining us.
Good talking to you.
And
thank you.
Good seeing
we
you.
We will talk with you soon.
All right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Love you too,
love
guys.
You. Thank you.
Thank
I love
you.
All those
we
guys
you,
over
yeah.
there, man.
They're good. They're good.
Yeah.
They're very
people.
Nice. Very giving.
We're going to definitely have a good
yeah.
relationship and be coming your way for other things as well. Trust
well,
me.
I'm
yeah.
going to be, I'm definitely going to be a permanent customer over there. I'll
there
you
go.
Me too.
That I know
I'm very
already.
Close. I'm very close by, you know.
Yeah.
I'm Farmingdale.
Oh, are you? Oh, all
yeah,
right.
Farmingdale.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, that is close by.
So, yeah,
the owner.
I will
so.
Be also.
Tom grew up in Farmingdale. So.
Oh, really?
One of the
oh,
owners,
cool.
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
If I could figure out a bus or something that goes in that direction real quick,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably be right there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We'll always have a seat for you.
Great. That'd be awesome.
And give
thank
give
you.
Stella a hug for us.
Yes,
oh,
I will.
I
thank
heard
you.
That.
Just
how's she
trying.
Doing?
She's okay. She's getting better. Baby steps. She's improving.
Oh,
she's,
okay.
you know,
that's
little
awesome.
By little.
Miracle.
It yeah,
is
she
miracle.
Really is.
There are miracles out there.
Absolutely.
Aww.
Anyway,
she
listen, we got to get off the air, but thank you so much, man, you know.
Yeah.
Anytime.
See you soon.
Thank you for
okay.
having me.
Yeah.
All right. Be well.
All right.
You
be
too.
Well, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Inner sight around the world. We honor Joe Arion Tuesday night, Beccaro's, 1020 Park Boulevard. Great food, hors d'oeuvres. Thanks to Joe, the cook, and Tommy, and the whole crew over there. And handmade items for sale. Beautiful stuff. And the live band and Joe's friends on his birthday coming together to remember him. And you'll hear a lot of the stories of people that he helped and all the advocacy stuff. Thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank co-host Suzanne. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Thank you.
Around the world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.